With us there was a doctor of physic. In all this world no was there none him like, to speak of physic and of surgery, for he was grounded in astronomy. He kept his patient a full great deal in hours by his magic natural. Well could he fortune the ascendant of his images for his patient. He knew the cause of every malady, were it of hot or cold or moist or dry, and where it engendered and of what humour. He was a very perfect practiser. The cause, you know, and of his harm the root, anon he gave the sick man his boot. Full ready had he his apothecaries to send him his drugs and his lectuaries, for each of them made other for to win. Their friendship was not new to begin. Well knew he the old Aesculapius, and Dioscorides, and Ecrusus, old Hippocras, Harley, and Galen, Serapion, Rhasis, and Avicenna, Averroes, Damascene, and Constantine, Bernard, and Gatesden, and Gilbertine. Of his diet, measurable was he, for it was of no superfluity, but of great nourishing and digestible. His study was but little on the Bible. In sanguine and in purse he clad was all, lined with taffeta and with sendal, and yet he was but easy of dispense. He kept what he won in pestilence, for gold in physic is a cordial. Therefore he loved gold in special. A good wife was there, of beside Bath, but she was some deal deaf, and that was scarth. Of cloth-making she had such a haunt, she passed them of Ypres and of Gaunt. In all the parish, wife ne was there none that to the offering before her should gone. And if there did, certain so wroth was she that she was out of all charity. Her coverchiefs, full fine, were of ground. I durst swear they weighed an 10 pound that on a Sunday were upon her head. Her hose were in a fine scarlet red, full straighty tied, and shoes full moist and new. Bold was her face, and fair, and red of hue. She was a worthy woman all her life. Husbands at church door she had had 5, without an other company in youth, but thereof needeth not to speak as noth. And thrice had she been at Jerusalem, she had passed many a strange stream. At Rome she had been, and at Boulogne, in Galicia at St. James, and at Cologne. She could much of wandering by the way. Gat-toothed was she, soothly for to say. Upon an ambler easily she sat, it wimpled well, and on her head a hat as broad as is a buckler or a targe. A foot-mantle about her hips large, and on her feet a pair of spurs sharp. In fellowship well could she laugh and carp. Of remedies of love she knew perchance, for she could of that art the old dance.